millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Archie Andrews and all his gang. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's late Saturday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews, and we find Mrs. Andrews working around the living room.
Every day I love you just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Oh, Fred, you're home.
Yes, dear, I'm home, and glad of it.
Glad of it?
Yes, dear. I thought I was going to get some Christmas shopping done early, but do you know something?
What?
I think everybody else in town had the same idea.
Oh, dear, what a shame. Were the stores very crowded?
Oh, no. Well, two or three times I went the way I wanted to go instead of the way the crowd pushed me.
Oh, that's a shame, dear. But tell me, did you get any of the things you wanted?
Uh-huh. I got a bow tie for Uncle Harry.
A bow tie? Is that all?
That's all.
Well, where is it?
Oh, I had him send it there. I didn't have the strength to take it with me.
Oh, Fred.
Well, I didn't, Mary. Oh, I've never been so tired in all my life.
Well, don't you worry, dear. As soon as you get some dinner under your belt, you'll feel better.
I hope so. How soon do we eat?
Oh, in about an hour.
Oh, an hour, eh?
Mm.
Well, that's fine. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Stretch out on this couch and take me a nap before dinner.
Fred, that's a good idea. A nice little nap will do you good.
Oh, it certainly will. I'll go up and hang up my coat and then go on up and get my slippers. And then I'm going to lie down on that couch and I'm not going to move for anything. Not for anything in the whole wide... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Poor Fred. Every time he goes shopping, he comes home a complete wreck. Oh, Archie, is that you?
Yes, Mom, it's me.
Good, I was wondering. Archie, what did you say?
I said it's me.
Archie, what's the matter with your voice?
Oh, Mama,
can't you talk?
Oh, Mama,
do you have a cold?
Mama,
are you sick?
Mama,
let me touch your forehead.
Mom, can't you listen for just a minute? I tell you, I'm not sick.
Well, you certainly sound sick.
I know it, but I feel fine, fine. The trouble is that I just came from the football game.
Football game?
Uh-huh. Riverdale High played Middleburg. I guess I yelled too much.
Oh, for pity's sake. Archie, you mean to say that you shouted so much at that football game that you lost your voice?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear. Archie, how could you do a thing like that?
Oh, it was easy, Mom. I just kept yelling, "We want a touchdown! We want a touchdown!" Pretty soon, no voice. No touchdown either.
Oh, dear. Well, we have to do something about that right away.
But, Mom, I'm okay. I really
Archie,
feel
you
fine.
May be okay, but I'm still taking no chances. A strained throat is nothing to fool with. Now, you march right upstairs and gargle with some warm salt water.
But, Mom,
Archie, no buts about it. You go upstairs and gargle.
But, Mom...
Archie,
but,
gargle.
Okay, I'll gargle. But you'd think I was 6 years old the way you act. Gargle.
That boy, losing his voice at a football game. Sometimes I think he hasn't got the sense of a two-year-old. I better go make him some hot tea. I never saw him.
Mary, I swear I have never been so tired in all my... Mary? Oh, where'd she go? Oh, probably getting dinner, I guess. Well, good. House is nice and quiet.
Oh, this couch feels good.
Yes, sir. Sure. Good grief, what was that? Could have sworn I heard something strange. Oh, it's nothing, I guess. Oh, I must be tired when I start hitting. But heavens, there it is again. Mary! 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 Mary, there's something in the house. An animal.
Fred.
Or a bird.
Fred.
Or a parrot or something.
Fred.
It sounds like it's strangling. Oh, Mary.
Fred, will you listen to me?
Mary.
It's only Archie.
Yes, that's what I thought. Archie!
Yes, Archie.
Mary, do you mean to tell me that Archie is making that horrible sound?
Yes, dear, he is.
Well, how?
He's gargling.
Oh, good. For a minute, I thought he was gargling. Mary, what on earth is he gargling for?
Because he's a little hoarse today.
Sometimes he's a big jackass. But what is he gargling about?
Fred, you don't understand. I mean, his throat is hoarse. He went to the football game and he shouted too much and his voice is gone.
Oh, fine. Well, what good does gargling do?
I don't know, but there's no sense taking any chance with a strained throat, and gargling might help.
Oh, nonsense. I never heard of anyone gargling because he was hoarse.
Come on through, Mom. Hiya, Dad.
What did you say?
I said, hiya, Dad.
Look, Archie, maybe you'd better go back upstairs and gargle some more.
Gee, with that, I just goggled 2 glasses full of salt water.
See what I mean, Fred? Isn't his voice awful?
Voice? That sounds more like somebody sandpapering a block of cement.
Gee, with that, I know it. And I don't know what I'm going to do tonight.
Tonight? What do you mean tonight?
Well, Betty's having a party tonight, and I'm taking Veronica.
Archie, you're doing no such thing.
Huh?
You're not leaving this house until your throat's better.
Not leaving the house? Oh, but, Mom, I gotta go
Archie,
to this party.
Archie, I don't care to hear anything about it. You're staying home tonight.
Oh, Mary, let the boy go. It's only...
Hey, I don't care what it is. I'm not having him come down with bronchitis or something.
Oh, but, Mom, be reasonable.
Archie, your mother is right.
Of course I'm right. If he stays home tonight, he'll be all right tomorrow. But if you go out, Archie, you're liable to have to spend a week in bed.
Mary, look, could you settle this argument some other place?
Not an argument.
Well, Mary,
I'm simply looking out for Archie's welfare, that's all.
Mary,
what's a mother for if not to look after her son?
Mary, all right. So it's not an argument, dear, and you're just looking after Archie's welfare, but if you don't mind, I'm trying to take a nap here, so would you please go be a mother in the kitchen?
What?
Take Archie out in the kitchen and settle your discussion out there.
Oh, for pity's sake. All right, dear. Archie, I still say you're staying home tonight.
But, Mom, Betty's expecting me, and
Archie, I don't care who's expecting you. You should have thought of that.
But, Mom, how did I know I'd get
lost
to you
and
I'm just
a little cheer? Oh, I'm glad that's settled. I don't know why everything has to happen in this house. All I want to do is take a nap and... Well, what am I waiting for? Oh, that's better. Loses his voice at a football game. I don't know. Those
kids...
Oh, fine. Archie, I thought I asked you to argue someplace else.
Well, I did, Dad, and I lost.
You mean you're staying home?
I guess so. Mom won't let me go out.
That's probably the best way. One evening at home won't hurt you.
Yeah.
Now,
I suppose so.
If you don't mind, Archie, I'm trying to take a little nap before dinner. So
well, sure, Dad, as soon as I call Betty.
Call Betty? What for?
Well, I gotta tell her I won't be at the party.
Oh, man. All right, Archie, call Betty, but be quick about it, huh?
Oh, yes, Dad, I will.
Call Betty. I don't
know. Number, please.
Riverdale 647.
Number, please.
Riverdale 647.
Number, please.
Oh, great. She can't hear me. Operator, I want Riverdale 647.
Hello, sir. Are you there?
Yes, operator. I'm here. I want 647.
Would you speak a little louder, please?
Operator, I can't speak any louder. I want 647.
What number do you want, please?
Oh, fine. Dad.
Thank you, huh?
Dad, the operator can't hear me.
Good.
Number, please.
But, Dad, I can't call Betty if I can't give the operator the number.
Oh, Archie, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, tell the operator the number for me.
Archie, I'm trying to take a nap.
Number, please.
Just a minute, operator. Dad, just give the operator the number, and then I can finish the call.
Hello?
Oh, me.
Number,
all
please.
Right, Archie, I'll give her the number. Hand me the phone.
Here, Dad. Hello,
operator. We want Riverdale 647.
That's much better, sir. Was there something wrong with your phone?
No, operator. There's something wrong with my son.
Your son? Did you say your son?
Yes, my son. You see, he...
I can hear you now, sir, but it still doesn't sound right. All I can make out was something about your son.
The operator, look, all I said was something about my son, and you couldn't hear me before because I wasn't talking.
You still don't sound right, sir. Are you using the right end of the phone?
Operator, look, I'm using the right end of the phone, and I'm trying to tell you it was my son calling before, and he has laryngitis because he... Never mind, operator. Just get me Riverdale 647, please.
Yes, sir. One moment, please.
Oh.
Riverdale 647.
Is she getting it, Dad?
Yes, Archie. She's ringing it now. Here's the phone.
Okay, Dad. Thanks a lot.
Don't mention it. Am I using the right end of the phone? How do I get into these things? I don't...
Hello?
Hello, Betty, this is Archie. I just...
Hello?
Oh, fine. Betty, this is Archie. I just...
Hello?
Called...
Hello?
Betty, this is Archie. I just called... Ouch! Oh, Betty. Betty, quit jiggling that thing in my
hello,
head.
Hello, hello?
Betty, I... Betty...
Wrong number again.
Betty, wait. Betty, hello? 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 Hello?
Jesus. Now what happened, Archie?
Dad, Betty couldn't hear me either, and she hung up.
Oh, fine. Archie, why don't you go over there and tell her?
But, Dad, Mom won't let me get out of the house. Please, Dad, call Betty again for me.
Archie, I'm trying to take a nap now, will you?
But, Dad, I gotta let Betty know I'm not coming to the party.
All right, Archie. I'll make the call for you. But, Archie, the next time you go to a football game...
Yes, Dad.
Keep your big mouth shut.
Yes, Dad.
Riverdale, 647.
One moment, please. Riverdale, 647. Hello?
Hello, Betty. This is Mr. Andrews.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews.
Betty, I'm calling for Archie.
Archie, oh, he isn't here.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Betty. Betty, wait. No. I'm not looking for Archie, dear. I'm calling you because he can't.
What?
Betty, now listen carefully, and I'll try to explain. Archie has laryngitis.
Oh, golly, he has?
Yes, he has. And he can hardly be heard, but he wants to talk to you anyway.
Oh, golly, put him on.
Yes, Betty, I will. But don't hang up if you don't hear anything, because that'll be Archie.
Okay.
Here, Archie.
Thanks, Dad.
Interpreter for a case of laryngitis yet, I don't know.
Hello, Betty.
Oh, is that as loud as you can speak, Archie?
Oh, yeah, Betty, and I got the phone right close to my mouth. Can you hear me?
Just about. What did you want to say?
Well, just that I can't come over tonight.
Oh, of course you'll be all right.
No, I said I can't come over tonight. To the party.
What?
Party.
Who's a smarty?
Betty, no, Betty. Listen carefully. Mom won't let me out. Did you hear that?
Yes, your mother won't let you out. Are you sick?
No, I got this voice from yelling.
What?
I was yelling.
Smelling. Who's smelling?
Betty, nobody's smelling. I can't come over tonight.
What?
Just a minute, Betty. Dad, would you...
No, Archie, I would not.
But, Dad, I just want to...
Archie, for the last time, I'm trying to take a nap.
Gee whiz. Hello, Betty. Betty? Betty, I said hello. Betty! Betty! Oh, great, she doesn't hear me.
Is that you, Archie?
Yes, Betty, it's me.
Golly, Archie, if your voice is so bad, you better not try to come to my party tonight.
Oh, fine. Betty, that's just what I've been trying to say.
You just go to bed and get well.
Yes,
Betty. And I hope you feel better real soon. Bye now, Archie.
Oh, goodbye, Betty. Oh, boy, I never realized how important the voice is.
Yes, huh?
I say I never realized how important the voice is.
Archie, that's a very interesting philosophy, but if you're all through calling Betty, please go upstairs. I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, sure, Dad. As soon as I call Veronica.
All right, and I call Veronica. Archie, do we have to go through all that again? I don't. Oh, great. Archie, go see who it is.
Well, sure, Dad. But I gotta call Veronica and tell her, too. She's my date.
Oh, great. Archie, if you're talking to me, don't. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay, Dad, okay.
Hello?
Oh, Jughead, hi. Come on in.
Okay, I will.
What are you doing here, anyway?
I just stopped by to find out how you liked the game this afternoon.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah? Whispering about. I don't know what you're whispering about, Jug, but I got laryngitis.
Oh, okay. Laryngitis? You got laryngitis?
Oh, good grief. Is that Jughead?
What'd you expect, Tubby the Tuba?
No, Jughead, but I prefer him to you.
Gee, what are you doing, Mr. Andrews? Taking a nap?
Oh, Jug, I was...
Boy, crying. My mother never lets my father sleep on the living room couch.
But that's
if
very...
he tries to, she socks him with a newspaper.
Jughead! Your mother and father are very interesting, but I'd rather hear about them some other time.
Okay, when?
Oh, tomorrow afternoon. With... But Jughead! I don't know. Just be quiet.
Okay. Okay.
Jughead.
Oh, all right.
Archie, will you please take him out of here before I lose my temper?
Oh, sure, Dad. Soon as I call Veronica.
Look,
won't you take a minute, Dad?
Oh, me. All right, Archie. Go ahead, call Veronica. But for Pete's sake, hurry up.
Okay, Dad. Okay. Listen, Jug. I want
you. Your tea, dear.
My what?
Your tea.
But Mom, I didn't ask for any tea.
I know you didn't, but you should have some. It'll help your throat. Now, drink it down.
But, Mom, I got to call Veronica first.
You can call Veronica after you drink
Look,
your tea.
Mary, now, don't start another argument, dear. If he wants to call Veronica, let him call her and get it over and done with. Then he can take his tea upstairs and drink it there.
Oh, all right, but I can't stand here holding this glass of tea all day. Here, Fred, you hold it.
Oh, all right, Mary, give it here. Go! Oh, it's hot.
Brennan, did you drop it?
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Mary, I know I dropped it. It was so hot, it nearly burned my hand off.
That tea.
Look, Mary,
all over the rug.
Mary,
I... Have my best glasses.
Mary!
Huh?
All right, dear. So I spilled the tea, and I broke the glass. But you had no right having me anything so hot. But there's no sense standing here crying over spilled tea. Let's get it cleaned up.
Oh, all right, dear. I'll get the broom and dustpan. But I don't know why you can't hold the glass.
Well, I told you why. It was too darn... Oh, me, what's the use? Well, what are you standing here for?
I'm waiting to call Veronica.
Call Veronica? Haven't you done that yet?
Gee whiz, Dad, no. When did I have time?
Oh, me, all right, Archie. Call Veronica.
Okay, Dad, okay. Jug, I want you to call her for me.
Huh?
Jug, with this voice, nobody can hear me on the phone, so you call Veronica and tell her about my voice and that I can't make it tonight.
Oh, okay, Archie.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Number, please.
Riverdale 318.
One moment, please. 318.
Is she getting it?
Uh-huh.
Good. Remember to tell Veronica how sorry I am, huh?
Hello?
Hello, Veronica. This is Jughead.
Oh, hi, Jug.
Veronica, I'm calling for Archie. Yeah, he can't talk. He's got neuritis.
He what?
Laryngitis, Jug. Laryngitis.
I mean laryngitis.
Attaboy, Jug.
Laryngitis? Jughead, what are you talking about? I saw Archie at the game this afternoon. He was fine then.
Yeah, I know. But he said to tell you he can't talk now and that he can't take you out tonight and he's sorry.
Attaboy, Jug.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the phoniest story I ever heard.
Oh, it isn't phony, Veronica. He really can't talk.
Attaboy, Jug.
Oh, is that so? Well, if you ask me, Archie just wants to break his date with me and hasn't got the nerve to say so himself.
Oh, no, Veronica, he really has laryngitis.
Attaboy, Jug.
Well, if you don't mind, Jughead, I don't believe it.
I don't mind.
Oh, you don't?
Attaboy, Jug.
Well, if it makes any difference to you, I think Archie is just a coward and a two-timer.
Huh? Now listen, Veronica, you can't talk about my friend that way.
Attaboy, huh? Hey, what are you saying?
Oh, I can't I? Well, you can just tell Archie Andrews that if he doesn't keep our date tonight, I'll never talk to him again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jughead, what?
Well, listen, Veronica, if that's the way you feel, don't talk to him again.
What? Now, Jughead,
and for that matter, you'll see if he ever takes you out again.
Jughead, no.
Furthermore, I don't care if you never give him a date again till then.
Jug, what are you saying, Jug?
Well, of all the nerve. You can tell Archie Andrews I never want to see him again.
Okay, that suits me fine.
But, Jug, let me talk to her. I just want to tell her that you...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I guess I told her a thing or two.
Jughead.
Yeah?
Jughead, what did you do?
I told her where to get off. That's what I did. Think she can tell me you're lying and get away with it. No, sir. She knows now how I think you feel about her. She knows now how you... Gee whiz. That was your date, wasn't it?
Yes, Jughead, that certainly was my date. And what did you go and do? I'll bet
Archie,
that you...
Archie, how long is this going to go on?
But, Dad, you don't know what Jughead just did. He got Veronica mad at me.
Archie, look, I don't know who got mad at whom, but I do know I'm going to get mad at somebody if things don't quiet down around here.
But, Dad, I got to call Veronica back and tell her that
you
Jughead...
You can't call Veronica back because she couldn't hear you. Now, why don't you be sensible about this and just go on upstairs and write her a letter?
A letter?
Yes, Archie, you write her a nice, long, quiet letter explaining the whole thing and apologizing for what Jughead said. And then Jughead can take the letter over to her and everything will be fine.
Oh, gee whiz, Dad, that's a swell idea. Let's go upstairs right now, Jug.
Here's the broom and dustpan, Fred. I want you to sweep up that broken glass.
Yes, Mary. Mary, what's all that other junk?
Fred, this isn't junk. It's for Archie.
Huh?
This is some chest rub and a flannel cloth and some safety pins.
A chest rub?
Yes, dear. I want to rub some on your neck and chest. It'll draw off the inflammation.
Oh, great. Mary, couldn't you do that upstairs? I'm trying
Fred, don't be silly. It'll just take half a minute.
But I want...
Archie, open your shirt.
But, Mary,
Fred,
I...
please. I'm trying to fix Archie's laryngitis so he can talk again.
He's making too darn much noise now.
What?
Nothing, dear. Nothing. Go ahead. Rub his neck, rub his chest, rub anything you want to, but get it over and done with.
I am, dear. Now, you sweep up that glass. Archie, lift your chin.
But, Mom, I don't want
to... Now, Archie, don't you start giving me any trouble. This medicine will help you.
Gee whiz, okay.
Okay, now just take some out of the jar and smear it on your neck. There, now, rub it in good.
Mom, that tickles.
Oh,
Archie, stand still.
I can't. You're tickling me.
Archie, stop squirming.
Are you killing me?
Archie, for Pete's sake, let your mother get that over and done with.
Okay. There. All done. Now, Archie, was that so bad?
I guess not.
Of course not. And you'll see that medicine will work wonders for your voice. It's wonderful stuff.
Yeah, but does it smell?
Jughead, be quiet.
And you can go upstairs.
Oh, I'm glad that's settled. Maybe now I can lie down and get some tea.
Fred, what is it?
It bit me. It stuck me. It cut me.
Fred, what cut you?
She really sat on the safety pin.
Get it. Kill it. Catch it. The safety pin. I sat on safety pins.
Gee whiz.
Oh, shush.
Huh?
Fred Andrews, of all the ridiculous things, why don't you look where you sit down?
Mary, my not looking where I sit down isn't half as ridiculous as you're putting open safety pins on a couch.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry.
I should think you would be. All I want to do is lie down and take a nap, and now look at me.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Andrews. You can still sleep on your stomach.
Just be quiet.
Okay.
Now, Mary, is it asking too much? Do you want to lie down for just a little while?
Fred, of course not. Archie's going upstairs right now, and I'm going out into the kitchen. So go ahead and lie down.
Oh, great.
Come on, Jug. I'll write that letter now.
Yeah, good idea.
And call me if you want anything, Archie.
I will, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad that's over and done with. Oh, now if fate is with me, I might just possibly be able to take a little snooze. Oh, that feels good. Now, this I might have known. Mary, the doorbell's ringing. But Mary, I should have known better than to ask. I've never seen anything like this. Not a moment of rest.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, fine. Betty.
How's Archie, Mr. Andrews?
He's loud. I mean, he's not so good. Did you want to see him, Betty?
Uh-huh, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I'll call him. Archie Andrews, would you mind answering me?
He is answering you, Mr. Andrews, but you can't hear him.
Oh, fine. Well, Jughead, tell him Betty's here and wants to see him.
I don't have to tell him, Mr. Andrews. He can hear him.
Oh, me. Well, then come on down, Archie.
Here
I am, Dad.
No.
It's about time.
Archie, what happened to the cloth your mother put on your neck?
Oh, I took it off, Dad. It was itchy. Hiya, Betty.
Hello, Archie. How do you feel?
Rotten.
Oh, that's too bad, Archie, but I brought you something.
Oh, a present?
No, a spray.
A what?
A spray for your throat. It's supposed to be wonderful for laryngitis. Open your mouth and I'll spray you.
Oh, great. Betty, would you mind?
Oh, this will only take a minute, Mr. Andrews. Go ahead, Archie. Open your mouth.
I give up. I absolutely give up.
Huh?
Betty, look, you and Archie and Jughead, you just stay right here. And you spray Archie. Spray him to your heart's content. Give him 3 coats if you like. But I am going upstairs.
Well, Mr. Andrews, what about you now?
Jughead, that's why I'm going upstairs. Now get back, put sleep down there.
Gee, your father sounds angry, Archie.
Oh, he'll get over it, Jughead. But listen, Betty, is that spray any good?
Oh, sure it is, Archie. The doctor prescribed it for my father's laryngitis a few months ago, and it cured him in one day.
Well, okay, Betty, if you think it's real... Go see who that is.
Okay, I'll get it.
Okay, Betty, go ahead and spray me.
Say ah. Here goes.
Betty, that's awful stuff. That's the worst taste. Gee whiz! My voice! It's back!
Oh, golly, I didn't think it worked that quick.
Well, I didn't either, Betty, but something fixed it. Oh, Betty, I could chase you.
Oh, I stop! Oh, that isn't just nothing.
Yeah, it's really... Well, good, Veronica!
Gee whiz, you're talking English again.
No, Miss Andrews, you have a laryngitis, have you?
But Veronica, I didn't.
And you'd be sick to keep your date with me.
Well, Veronica, you don't understand.
You're not too sick to be kissing this little flirt.
But what's going on?
Flirt? Who's a flirt? You are.
I'm a what?
Oh, is that so, you cat?
Betty, will you?
Cat? Betty, I'll slap your face.
Now, Veronica, don't start anything. Archie, when did you learn to talk?
The minute my back was turned.
That's right, don't. Mary, I... Stop her. Quiet.
that's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
Half an hour ago, I decided to take a nap. But then, because my son had to yell his head off at a football game and lost his voice, I...
Red, what did you say?
I said because Archie was yelling, it... Oh, good grief, Mary. Now I've lost my voice.
Oh, no!
Oh, thank God.
I'll be back in just a minute. But first, ask a youngster under school age what he'd like to be when he grows up, and he's apt to say a truck driver or a policeman or a train engineer. But let your girl or boy get into his teens, and you're pretty apt to find his mind is on getting college training for what he wants to be, which is all to the good. Only, if you're the parents of children like that, better join the payroll savings plan fast to make sure you'll have that money for college tuition. Yes, sir and ma'am, get going with that payroll savings plan where you work. You save something every payday, maybe a little, but something, and it mounts up. And the payroll savings plan is an investment as well as a savings plan. Buys you safe, solid United States savings bonds. Savings bonds that pay you interest at a great rate. $4 back in just 10 years for every three you save now. $400 for your 300, and so on. So join now. The payroll savings plan where you work. And now, back to the Andrews. It's later that evening, and Mr. Andrews is still nursing his laryngitis.
Oh, Mary, do I have to keep this stuff on my neck? It smells so.
Now, Fred, it's the only thing that'll help. Betty's spray didn't seem to do you any good.
Oh, me. All right, dear, all right.
Mom, I'm going now.
Going? Where's he going?
Out, dear. Since his voice cleared up, I didn't see any point in making the boy stay home.
Yep, and I better hurry or we'll be late.
Late for what?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Dad. Betty canceled her party, and we're all going down to the stadium to see a nice football game.
Oh, no.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uhrman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Yvonne Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Stay tuned for Meet the Meeks, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.